One state lawmaker accuses the Wisconsin treasurer of reneging on a promise to abolish his office. Nina Republican Dean Coffert is questioning the state treasurer's request to convert four temporary workers into permanent employees in that office. Those positions were due to sunset in June of next year. Representative Coffert says that move is a bait and switch. It goes against a campaign promise to shut down the office.
The person who ran for it wants to get rid of the office, but now I see a request to finance to actually, really double the staff by making them permanent.
State Treasurer Kurt Schuler says he's not creating any new jobs nor expanding the office. He inherited the employees when he took over. Schuler says he simply wants the legislature's budget writing committee to change the temporary status to permanent, rather than add additional staff to the unclaimed property division.
We can't possibly return over $30 million back to the people of Wisconsin without them. They're vital to the operation of this office, regardless of where the duties finally end up. When I campaigned to eliminate the treasurer, it's not that I wanted to do away with unclaimed property. That's a great service to the people of Wisconsin.
Schuler says he kept his promise by offering a constitutional amendment to abolish the state treasurer's office, but the legislature never acted on that measure. He calls Coffert's argument a tempest in the teapot. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.